Hello, and welcome to another installment of Podcast 360. I'm your moderator, Melinda Stevens, with Rheumatology Consultant. With us today is Dr. Maria Suarez-Almazor, who is Chief of the Section of Rheumatology and Clinical Immunology in the Division of Internal Medicine at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. She is with us today to discuss patient adherence in rheumatologic disorders. Thank you for joining us today. Patient adherence to therapeutic regimens for the treatment of rheumatologic disorders is low. What is an example of a significant but lesser known reason that a patient might not adhere to medication that a rheumatologist may not be familiar with?
Well, rheumatologists are becoming increasingly aware of therapeutic adherence as an important factor in determining the overall effectiveness of a drug. As we know, a medication needs to be taken as indicated to be effective. So often they think that patients may not be adherent because they forget to take their medications, especially if they have a large number of pills that they have to take every day. While this is true, forgetting to take medications only account for about 30% of non-adherence. So I think there are two important reasons why patients may be non-adherent, and these can be addressed with good patient-doctor communication. So I would like to mention these two, although we know there are over 100 reasons for non-adherence, and that has been documented. So when I say 100, it's literally 100. So the first one that I would like to point out today relates to the individual beliefs that patients may have about whether a medication prescribed is truly beneficial for them or whether it may have important toxicity. They may be concerned or embarrassed to share this with their physicians, and they simply stop taking the medication or take it at a lower dose, which may not be effective. The other reason that I think is important is lack of understanding about why the medication is important for that particular patient and how to take it properly. Many patients think that they can stop their treatment when they are feeling better and don't really understand that in chronic rheumatologic conditions, it is often important to continue treatment. So some examples of treatment where adherence might be low because of this lack of understanding would be allopurinol for treatment of gout, bisphosphonates for osteoporosis, or DMARDs in rheumatoid arthritis.
What can a rheumatologist do to ensure a good patient-provider relationship?
In terms of adherence, I would say that first and foremost, you have to listen to your patient's concerns in relation to the beliefs they have about their treatments. This is often not brought up by the patients spontaneously, and it really needs to be explored in a caring, non-judgmental way that does not make the patient feel guilty or feel foolish. Always ask at the end of the visit if any new patient instructions were clearly understood and whether they have any concerns or any additional questions.
There is no validated measure proposed to determine adherence in a clinical setting. How do you think a rheumatologist can approach adherence then?
It is important to ask about adherence in a non-judgmental way. So we really want to make the patient at ease when responding. So I'll give you an example of a good question. For instance, you can approach it by saying, many patients have problems taking their medications and sometimes cannot take them exactly as they were prescribed. Have you experienced any problems taking any of your medications? After the patient responds, this can be pursued, but again, always in a caring fashion that allows patient to open up without really feeling guilty or feeling foolish. I'm going to give you an example of a poor question. For instance, have you been taking your medications as I prescribed them? Or have you forgotten to take your pills since the last visit? This may sound a little threatening and patients may say no as they feel exposed and vulnerable with this line of questioning.
In your experience, what intervention do you think is most useful for heightening patient adherence?
I would say that there is not a single intervention that works in every case. As I mentioned before, there are many causes for non-adherence, and there have been many studies that have examined different interventions. What really works best is a multifaceted approach that covers a broad array of different interventions. The most important factor in determining what intervention might work is trying to identify the reason for non-adherence. So for instance, if a patient is forgetting to take the pills, then we can recommend pill boxes, calendars, or nowadays there are smartphone apps that may help. if the patient is forgetting the time or the day that they have to take their meds. If the issue, on the other hand, is intentional and it's related to patients' beliefs, so they are deciding not to take the medications, educational programs might be beneficial in that particular instance.
What is the key takeaway a rheumatologist should know about patient adherence in rheumatologic disorders?
First, non-adherence to medications is prevalent and it really needs to be explored at the time of the clinical visit. As I said before, always in a very caring and not judgmental way. Second, there are over 100 reasons for non-adherence. Each patient is different and issues that they have will need to be addressed specifically according to what their personal barriers might be. Third, it may be important to involve the caregiver in some situations, as we know that caregivers influence very strongly patients' decisions and behaviors.
Thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Suarez-Almazor.